The toilet could definitely be a murder scene.
It needs some work.
Dude, even like a 7-Eleven toilet, it's like, damn, that was rough.
Yeah.
Are we going right now?
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Ray was watching Walking Dead.
We gotta start recording again because Ray was just like, are we recording right now? We gotta make it sound natural, man.
All
right. No, don't fucking touch it. Don't fucking touch
it. Well, that seems pretty fucking
natural. This is it.
See, me complaining about it not being natural is what makes it natural. Then it sounds good. Then that makes like a cool podcast.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, fuck. Anyway.
Complaining about shit.
I feel like Joey wanted to start over just because he wasn't talking the most at the beginning.
Oh, all right. Got him again.
Yeah.
Every episode, we're just start with... Hey, Joey, don't talk. Hey, yeah. Joey, are you pissed because you didn't talk? My computer, my rules.
I mean, yeah, but...
I'm joking. No, it doesn't matter. No. I'll leave it here.
I mean, you say it doesn't matter, but I feel like it matters.
It doesn't matter. I just work on this computer. It's my
life. This is a really weird video.
Yeah. I like how Ray didn't stop watching videos.
Oh, no.
He just muted it.
You should have saw him when we were checking the levels. He was, like, into The Walking Dead. Like,
yeah.
This is Walking Dead Season 8, bro. Like, that was justifying it.
No, it's a trailer for the new Predator shit.
I was like, bro, Walking Dead Season 8?
Westworld Season 2 looks really good. I'm just saying.
You don't fucking see shit in the trailer. He's just staring at a dead tiger.
Yeah,
that's all you see.
Yeah.
And it's just like a bunch of people staring at dead shit. That's the whole trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, for Westworld? That was a great series, though. That was dope.
It was fine.
And then I was like, oh, everyone's robots. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's then, like, it's just fucking Battlestar Galactica
but I think
in the West.
This next
I've
season.
I've never watched Battlestar Galactica.
I think in the book or where the original. Not the book. The original Westworld
movie.
Yeah.
There was like different dimensions.
It was like three different parks.
Because there's Westworld, there's Eastworld, and there was something else.
It was like Westworld. It was like medieval world and Roman world or something.
Yeah.
But it was like people just went to him and fucked anyway.
I was thinking of something to say about Roman world. That was the little awkward silence.
That's such a great show because like that would if that place existed, that's exactly what would be going down.
Yeah, people would just be
everyone's
fucking
robots
and
shit.
What you think that place doesn't exist? So it's just called Thailand.
Actually, that place does exist. It's called a Holy Land.
Yeah.
I remember watching that show and like just like actively saying to myself, if I was there, I'd just be downing motherfuckers. Like I wouldn't give a shit. I'd be black hat.
If I was there, I'd just be booking.
Yeah, I'd be too.
I feel like I would just go. I would be like a total nerd and like try and do all the quests. Like I would be like I'd really get into character.
What,
I'd like
play
put
Grand
on like
Theft
a fake.
Would not shoot the hookers.
Steven's like, I'm trying to unlock achievements.
No, exactly. Like I do the whole like put on a southern accent and all that shit. Like
my name's Steve.
I pick up the hookers and I drop them off at the police station. That's where they belong.
I remember when we stopped on the way when we drove to New York, we stopped in West Virginia, and this guy was like amazed on the hand dryer, like the blower.
Really?
He's like, "It works like a champ, don't it?" And I was like, "Yep, sure does."
Dude, I remember the like you know those like awesome hand dryers that are like the jet engines.
Yeah, like the ones you like stick your hands in and pull them out slowly.
But, like, because remember, like, hand dryers used to be fucking terrible. It was, like, just like a...
Yeah.
It was like an emphysema trying to blow out candles, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fuck, I got jokes. All right, but anyway.
Hey, this guy's
like
a comic
time,
now.
Every time I say something funny, I ruin it by saying I got jokes.
Steven's like, a comic now, you guys.
Yeah.
Steven's confidence is, like,
he crushed earlier at Drunken, and before the show, he, like, had his notebook and pen. I'm like, who's this guy giving a fuck?
Hey, I was in a slump for a long time, and I fucking feel a little bit better, you know?
The guy bombs once, depressed for a month. Jeez, must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
What?
I wish I could bomb and be sad about it for a month.
What's the alternative? Like,
nah,
not
just
care?
Kidding,
what?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
but you
have
also,
no feelings and
no,
be dead
you
inside.
Bombed on, quote unquote, the biggest stage in Orlando.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's not the biggest. It's not
you
even
might
great.
Take it a little too personal. Who cares?
Yeah, well, no. Okay, so at the time, it was funny to me. And then, like, 2 or 3 days later, I was like, oh, fuck, I suck. You know, and it was just, like, it fucking stuck with me. Because, like, I didn't have, like, a pretty good set for a while afterwards.
Yeah.
And so it was just like the self-doubt of like, do I fucking suck? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that shit's improv, rough.
But I've had sets where I'm like, that wasn't good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to bomb at that fucking kill factory.
And then, like, I didn't have any, like new bits for a while. And it was just like, I don't know. Like, there was, like, a part of me that was like, am I just not funny? I don't know.
Oh, no, dude. Bombing will have you second-guessing all of your bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, am I a fraud?
No, like, it makes you second-guess shit. Yeah, exactly. Like, I was
bullshit?
I was second-guessing shit that didn't have to do with comedy. Like, is this the best way to work? I don't know anymore, you know? Like, okay, never mind. All right, that didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, in New York, I think I bombed for, like, 2 days straight, like, three mics. Like,
oh,
six
God.
Mics straight. I think it was just straight bombs. And I'm like,
oh, fuck.
Am I quitting?
Yeah.
And then you go to that last mic and you have a blast. You're like, oh, okay. All right.
But that's like, that happens in 2 days. It happens so quickly. If you bomb six mics straight, that's a week here.
Seriously,
that's a week of bombing your dick off.
Yeah.
But it's also four comics in some of those crowds. So.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's okay to bomb like that?
Yeah. It must be, like, awesome at first because, like, no one knows you and no one has seen you before.
Yeah. But the rooms where there's a lot of comics, they're the crowd and they'll fucking laugh. Like, they're in it to win it. Like, and they have, like, their little clique, so, like, their friends will go up and they'll just be like, yeah, Steve! Kind of how we're, like, at a fucking side show. Like, Steve!
Yeah.
Like, they'll do that shit and that's fun.
Yeah. You know? No, Charlie said, like, at first, like, they were like, oh, this is cool. It's, like, a new guy or just, like, a guy visiting. And then, like, when people, like, when he, like, stayed for a while and they're like, oh, shit, he lives here, like, they stopped paying attention.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Like,
nice
so if you're visiting, they're like, yeah, that's great. Let's have fun, you know? But,
well,
like,
this
as soon
fun,
as.
Right? Take a picture.
As soon as they realize, like, oh, you're staying? You're serious about this? Well, fuck you, man. Like,
I remember I was at this one room and I was taking like Instagram stories of all the mics like a fucking tourist.
Yeah, I watched them.
And
quite erotic.
At one mic, I fucking just taking an Instagram story picture, like video, and this girl's like, are you videotaping right now? Like she was on stage and I was
oh
just
my
like,
God.
Oh fuck. And I was like, nah. And then she's like, you better not be. You better delete that or I'm going to cut your dick off. That's what she said.
The fuck?
Yeah, and I was like, hell yeah, I'm getting laid tonight.
If you don't get your dick cut off during sex, it's not good.
And then I saw her the next day because she's a comic. And I was like, hey, sorry that I was taking a pic. I'm just being a tourist acting like an idiot. And I'm like, hey, look at me, guys. I'm at an open mic. And she goes, no, it's okay. I was trying to use it as a bit. I was trying to riff with it, but it obviously didn't work.
At least she knows it didn't work.
And then she's like, okay. I'm like, don't worry. She's like, no big deal. No worries. And then she gets on stage and she's the host. I'm like,
oh,
fuck.
My God.
So she's like, this next guy, I fucking hate him.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So anyways. All right, I guess we'll wrap it up there.
Yeah. All right, that was the podcast. Thanks for listening.
What did Genesis say? He's like, finish it there.
Yeah.
End it there.
Yeah.
Yo, anyway. He'll say some funny shit, man. If he's like rolling, he'll be like, that's stupid. Like he did that shit during my set, and it just that gets a laugh. I'm just like, thank you, Genesis.
Yeah,
let's add more fuel to the fire.
No, I feel like he should be in every audience. Like,
and then at one point I was like, Steve is getting laid tonight, right? He's like, by his hand.
Well, he's not wrong. Oh man, no!
That was a really good audience.
Yeah, that was fucking great.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Drunken Monkey, everybody, vote for it for Best of Orlando 2017 on Orlando Weekly as best open mic.
Drunken Monkey on a Friday night. Let me tell you,
no, best shit ever.
Are those guys
ever,
from like,
it's
Tokyo
pretty good.
Still listening?
What,
those guys from Tokyo?
I don't know.
Listening?
We have like 50 listens from there.
Really?
Now. Yeah, it's a because it's like over seven things. It's like five or six a.
Dude,
episode.
We're gonna go to like Tokyo one day, and they're gonna be like Steven Mitchell, Joey Balzac.
Dude, you guys, there's a hardcore metal band called Balzac in Japan.
That's the only reason we have
and
listened.
Like,
because your last name.
Yeah, well, they probably like someone Googled like some. I bet you it's like some kid. He's like 13.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm into Balzac now. I'm rebelling. And he like types in Balzac, and then all of a sudden our podcast comes up. He's like, what is this
porn.
Garbage?
Dude, when do they start singing?
Damn,
I don't get
that could
it.
Be
yeah.
a new bit. Never mind.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, there really is a band. Shout out to Ballsack, the hardcore punk band.
It's like it was punk. It wasn't it wasn't fucking metal.
Yeah, it's some real shit.
I know my metal shit. No, I don't actually.
Steven's like
I didn't listen to it, but I just read their Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
Did you guys fuck with nu metal like back in like late '90s, early 2000s?
Fucking, I was fucking eight, man.
Korn, Limp Bizkit.
Oh, Korn. Yeah, I like Korn.
Hell yeah,
Korn was cool. I got like Limp Bizkit was like I had my friend burned me like a couple Korn CDs like in high school. I was like, yeah, this is some cool shit.
You're like, this is me now.
Yeah, no. Really.
I remember the first time I heard Slipknot. I'm like, this is it. This is my future. For like a month.
Yeah. The first time I heard Slipknot, I was like, this is like, why are they so angry?
I don't I couldn't get
because they're from
like,
Iowa.
I don't know. Like, I got into it. Like, there's a few songs I liked from Korn, but I couldn't really, like, it wasn't like an ever, like, as soon as I came up to it, it's not like I got obsessed or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what it was? It was like the shock. Like, oh my God, they're screaming. Yeah. Like, it's so loud and obnoxious.
Well, all those bands, like, so there's an amplifier called the Mesa Boogie Dual Rectifier. Which is, I don't know if they still make it, but it, like, got popular in, like, the mid-90s. And if you played a Paul Reed Smith through it or, like, anything with, like, active pickups where, like, the signal was already, like, super hot coming into the amplifier and you put it through that, you got, like, such, like, distortion on it that it sounded like somebody had a power drill. So, like, all these bands, like, with the nu metal had the same gear setup, and that's how you got all these fucking, like, crazy riffs.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was, like, all
and they all use, like, Ibanez guitars.
Yeah.
Seven string guitars.
So they had... So, like, they finally had, like, equipment that, like, caught up to, like, the kind of shit they wanted to play.
Yeah, and they would, like, lower the, like, the...
Yeah, they would detune the it and all that.
Yeah, I went to school for audio. I know all of this.
And then just be like, are you ready?
Yeah, so, like, in high school, like, the guy I played with, like, he had guitar, and I had a bass, and he was just like, hey, we're in, like, drop C this week. I was like, all right, so... We were just detuned to like that.
Oh shit!
That
you guys were the real deal.
Well, not really. Yeah. We were. I was awful.
You're like, yo, we're gonna detune tonight, son.
Yeah. Well, no, because like he had like
just gonna get dark.
Because the way his guitar was set up, like you had to like you could only like change the tuning when you like changed the strings because everything was like locked in, so you could like fucking dive bomb on it and all that shit.
What's that?
It's
dive
like
bomb.
So when you have like the whammy
bar, oh shit,
bar,
we're getting cultured by Steven.
Yeah,
what's happening?
Yeah, right? Yeah, I know.
Breaking news.
You know, like okay, you know Van Halen.
Of course.
Okay. Eddie Van Halen. I like how we have like 2 seconds of silence before you said, of course.
Because I was like searching through my brain. I was like, who's
Van
Halen? Yeah,
but okay, so like the whammy bar, like a dive
Van
bomb.
Van Halen was that that movie.
Van Helsing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the guy that he's in college
he's
for
like,
a while and he hunts vampires. Yeah,
yeah.
Guy.
Van Wilder.
Van
Wilder.
But anyway, so there's a kind of a bridge, which is like the back plate. Where the strings are anchored on a guitar. All
right, take it easy, Ray.
It's a. You asked a question.
Ray's leaving. Steven's still explaining about fucking detuning. Wait, what was it? Overdrive kill? What was it? Jeez. We're gonna drop the E, man.
Okay, so you take the fucking whammy bar and you mash it all the way down.
Oh.
And the strings get so loose they're like fucking slinkies.
Ah.
And it's like you just. But you can't do that and like have it remain in tune if the strings aren't like screwed in and anchored down.
Nice.
So like you have to like change the tuning, you have to like remove the strings and put new ones on.
Oh, okay. You gotta hack the guitar. You gotta like you gotta like unlock it. Or
not
like
really, but I mean you just get like crazy.
And then all of a sudden you play and it's just like
But then you try and play like but then you try and play like pretty music on it and the guitar is like nah, hell no.
All of a sudden you like bust out the guitar and I like a party and you're like, sup ladies, you guys want to hear a tune?
But it sounds like so many of those songs, if you don't have like an amplifier, it just like sounds like
oh yeah.
Like so like there's no because
Steven's
like
I'm just trying to get laid.
You're just fucking I don't know. I feel like I don't know what
of
I was doing.
Podcast is Steven trying to get through stories, but we're just like not living.
I know because he gets like all flustered about like not being able to finish. Yeah. So it's just fun.
Yeah, I know. You guys are fucking with me, but it's fun to fuck with me, right?
Yes. This is the
I get upset.
This is the fuck pod, right?
Yeah, that's what
pod.
It was originally going to be called.
That was this podcast was originally going to be called the Fuck Pod, and then
which I actually like. I still really
and
like
then
that
Steven's
name.
Steven's conscience came into play.
Yeah, I was like, guys, maybe like we shouldn't put
you
our
guys
names
wait.
On this.
My mom and her aunt are going to be listening.
All right,
anyway. There you go. Yep. That's the way to turn this into your mom's house.
Fuck yeah. You want to hear a cool fart?
You guys want to hear diarrhea for? No, I love that podcast.
Yeah. All right. Shout out to Luke Dupuy. He's a listener, and he got upset that we didn't mention him last
week.
Yo,
Luke's killing it with the shows, man.
Yeah, dude.
The shows are nice.
All of a sudden, he's like
he produces
the fucking nerd culture on lock.
Yeah, you know, he produces like really good shows.
Yeah.
Like the fucking Geek Easy and the Cards and Campus Cards and Comics or whatever.
Yeah,
I'm doing Geek Easy this Saturday? No.
Mm-hmm.
The third.
Yeah,
I gotta get
that's
fucking,
a fun ass show, man.
Yeah. I gotta get fucking organized. I'm so fucking
I used to have a planner and like write shit down, and then I also used to like go over my set mentally in the car on the way. And now I don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah
I don't do any of that shit either. Well, like, I've gotten into a habit of not even looking at my set list.
I feel like when you do that, you create, like, the anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what bit should I do? What should I say? I'm like, whoa. Am I getting nervous now?
Well, it's like you have to, like, to be present, but you can't. Like, so if you're, like, going over your set list and you're going through all your bits in your head, you're up in your own head and you can't be present with the crowd.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, interact or anything. So it's, like, you have to, like, avoid performing to perform well. And it's fucked up, and I hate it. But, you know, I did well tonight, though, so fine.
You did do good.
All right, yeah.
I think that is the beauty of fucking stand-up is, like, you're actually in the fucking moment.
Yeah.
It takes, like, 3 minutes for you to be, like, oh, shit, I'm on stage.
Yeah. Well, really, it's just like a one-way conversation, but like the people that aren't talking don't mind. Like that's the that's all it is.
Yeah, because you're funny, and that's and if you're not, then they mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or like you could not be funny and just call it like a storyteller show, and then you're Mike Birbiglia. But
Steven shitting on Birbiglia.
Yeah.
Well, Birbiglia or Bibiblia.
Burbigs. As
opposed
to Burlittle.
He's a funny guy.
All right.
Now, you know what I did notice about Drunken Monkey, though, is that you two like to take shits up in there.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't take a shit today.
I know, but this guy did. He's consistent as fuck.
No, like, anytime, like, dude.
I've done two shits in, like, Drunken Monkey.
Steven did, like, the ill shit. Like,
they were always, like, on the edge shits. Like, I have, like, a comic or two before I have to go up, and I'm like, I hope this shit doesn't take more than 10 minutes.
Well, it's just...
Because my shits have a tendency to take more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, like, mine took a while today, but it was like because...
Yeah, Steven was in there for a second.
I'm an aggressive wiper, all right? Like, I make sure that shit is clean.
You, like, wait for blood?
No. Sometimes you get it, though, like, and you're like, all right, I did
when
a good
drink
job.
As much as when you drink as much as me, you don't have to wait for it.
Jesus Christ.
Ray's
I feel
like
I'm enabling you now.
Ray's like, I shit blood.
It's pretty bad.
That's totally normal, right, guys?
Well, we all shit right? blood. Yeah. It's like women
shits.
Have their periods and guys shit blood.
Ray's view of the world. You punch your friends and you shit blood, am I right?
You know what you need to do? You need to punch me in the face.
That's how you know it's true friendship.
Call back to our last episode for
you
three listeners.
Listen to episode 7.
Shout out to you three listeners. I fucking love y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
Who do we love?
I love y'all. All
right, yeah.
I'm Southern. No, I'm talking about y'all, the listeners, not you two. Mm.
Yeah,
I got super uncomfortable. I was like, I don't want to say I love you back, dude.
Yeah,
Ray's like, wait, are we rolling on Molly right now?
Yeah, and no, episode 7 we got some listens on it. It was it's like been our best one. Yeah. And,
yeah, dude, I got
that's you guys, the listeners.
I got my
episode 5 was the best one, but
But that's just me.
Yeah.
Personal opinion.
Yeah, it's probably because you talked the most on it. Yeah.
Ray was dead serious about making that fucking point. He's like, you know, I thought episode 5 was good, but if you guys want to say 7, then go ahead. I don't agree, but...
if we're talking about listeners, and but if we're talking about followers, 5.
Hey, numbers numbers don't lie.
Mm-hmm. Talking about quality, episode 5. I'm just saying.
But, if you like this podcast, tell people. You
we're like on episode 69. Ray's like, I don't know, episode 5, guys. Yeah.
I don't even remember what we did on episode 5.
Dude, I'm going to remember that and like mark that down in my phone.
Episode 5.
So make sure you talk about episode 5 and episode 69.
We should make t-shirts like, I believe in episode 5.
No, we need to make t-shirts that say the best quality sounding podcast I've ever heard. Gene Anderson.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gene.
Yeah, she's like, I listen. Like,
I love
two,
you, Gene.
Like,
Gene, if you made it this far,
sounded the best.
Yeah, Gene, if you're this far at 22 minutes, thank you very much for that quote.
Yeah,
she's Gene, like,
Gene.
The king. Yeah. Wait, who is it? The boss. The boss.
Gene,
the boss.
Or it's
Bruce
Springsteen
in the house, everybody.
Brucey.
Woo!
Brucey! Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Do we shit on Bruce now, or...
No, you can't shit on Bruce.
No, he's the boss.
You got, if you shit on Bruce, you gotta shit on, like, the whole E Street band, too. And like,
oh, okay.
There's too many do-rags. Like, it's, you know...
If you shit on Bruce, then you gotta shit on Lee. Hey, this guy.
Yeah.
Throw
Bruce
Springsteen.
I think, like, I heard it. Couple of Bruce things.
He's like the.
He's
like
born
the,
in the USA.
Oh,
yeah, that
born
guy.
Born in the USA.
I like the song he did with Patti Smith.
I can technically sing that song.
Yeah, I mean technically,
you were
but
born in the USA?
Neither could Bruce. You know,
I was born in the Commonwealth of the USA.
Yeah.
Oh, you were born in Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh man,
I'm the real deal, bro.
Who's your mom's Nicaraguan?
My mom's Nicaraguan.
So
yeah.
She went to Puerto Rico.
My dad. My mom was like. All right, I'm not gonna go for a white guy, but I'll go for a white Hispanic guy.
So she went to Puerto Rico.
No, they both went to Washington D.C.
Oh,
for college.
And then they met,
and then they met. Yeah,
nice.
And then they
my
fucked.
Mom and her three sisters, because I have three aunts on her side.
Oh shit!
My mom's one of 7 kids.
Holy shit!
Yeah, that's how my dad is too. He's 1 of 6.
Really?
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
And
Spanish people be fucking, man.
Yeah,
I'm like
well,
one of
yeah, and
three,
those third
kinda.
World countries, it's like to have a big family is like a big deal.
Yeah, well, it's
like,
insurance for
yeah,
later.
Exactly.
You're
like
your
creating,
kids take care of you.
You're like creating like real estate.
Yeah,
with kids.
Yeah,
with your last name.
Yeah, it's like puppies. Like you have a lot of them because a couple might die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesus Christ. According to Ray, Hispanic children are puppies, I guess.
Oh,
right.
Man. For those of you not watching, I almost spit beer all over the screen.
Yeah.
No, seriously, some might die. That's for sure. Especially in Nicaragua. Mm-hmm. Sheesh. Mm-hmm. But anyways, where was I going?
I don't know. Central
America?
Oh, yeah.
America? So then, yeah, my dad, what? How my parents met? Where are we?
Yeah.
Why are we talking about
in D.C., they were in college. They fucked. And then,
Jesus,
yeah,
Steven.
They got married. What? I'm just assuming that's how it happened.
Oh, yeah. My mom's 1 of 7 kids, so she had 3 sisters. So they, like, my mom and her sisters got a flat tire in their car.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on the side of the road, and it was, like, snowy as hell.
Oh, shit.
And, like, of course, my dad's like, yeah, 4 girls trapped inside the road.
Oh, man.
Implications.
Perfect situation. Mr. Romantic over here. And he's like, you ladies need help? And they're like, habla español. And he's like, seguro que sí. And then they started dancing bachata. No,
seguro que sí.
And
is that like a requirement Spanish. To be Latino? Like you have to dance? Like
no, but that's culture. That's how you approach the opposite sex with dancing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beggars Being Choosers is going live on Facebook and.
Oh, no, please don't.
No,
turn
that
off.
No, turn it off. Yeah.
Why not?
Fuck you, man. Yes. No,
hell no.
No.
Hell no.
No.
The people want it, man.
I hate Facebook
you
Live.
You want the world to see the squalor I live in?
Self-induced
squalor? No, fuck.
Turn it off.
Can I just selfie myself while we do it?
No. You can selfie yourself, but don't fucking Facebook Live it.
Don't
you want Facebook Live?
No.
Why not?
Because then you notify everyone and they hate you.
Yeah, exactly. I can't tell you how annoying it is to
get,
like,
so annoying.
You have four Facebook notifications and it's just fucking David Jolly going live. It's like, I love David, but come on, man.
Shout out to David Jolly. Change lives,
it's,
baby.
You know, it's 8:30 on Sunday morning. Like, come on. I want to sleep in.
Dude, you know, like, how you have dreams of, like, falling?
Yeah.
I have those same dreams, but I'm, like, Facebook Live.
I don't like being on Facebook when I'm taking a piss because I always feel like I'm going to accidentally slip my hand.
Why the fuck would you be on Facebook while you're pissing?
Why? Because sometimes I look at my phone while I'm taking a piss.
You can't wait 30 seconds?
Well, if it's 30 seconds, I could be on my phone.
Did you just see him watch 8 trailers in a row? He's like, bro, I was watching Walking Dead 8. Like,
you paused it for 12 seconds.
I'm saying
let me watch
the
trailer.
30 seconds that I'm not doing anything but just waiting for my dick to stop hissing. I might as well look at my phone.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
We need to talk, Ray.
Jesus.
Just, you're like, dude, 30 seconds. That's a fucking Ragacon.
Do you have like a tiny urethra
Ragnacong?
So it like happens for a while or something?
What, 30 seconds is too long to be
pissing? No, like if you can't like wait long enough for Facebook to be over, like, you know, how long
are
you pissing for?
Sometimes I'm taking a shit, too, when I'm on my phone. You don't look at your phone when you're taking a shit?
Yeah, I'm on my phone when I take a shit, but I play 2048.
I'll check a text if I'm taking a piss.
What are you
playing? What's the big deal about
that? 2048. It's like a game where you, like, you add numbers. It's great.
Oh, my God. What an engineer.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Well, anyways, I get scared and I put my phone away. I stop doing it because I keep getting, like afraid that I'm going to slip and then Facebook Live is going to see my dick.
Mm-hmm.
No, seriously, I've had nightmares where I was Facebook Living and everybody was pissed.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And like right when I saw that everyone got the notification, I woke up in like a cold sweat.
Yeah. Jesus. That's my nightmare.
My worst nightmares are like getting my teeth knocked out.
Oh yeah.
Like we're like,
because you got like nice teeth too.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you everybody. This episode is brought to you by my headgear that I wore in fourth grade.
Those are like headgear teeth.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
I had a headgear
really
too good to not
smile.
Be headgear teeth, huh?
Steven really likes it when you smile, dude.
Yeah.
I think people are always like, you wore headgear. I'm like, I know, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But you know what? I get laid now, so
that's why your eyes convey the please kill me vibe. Yeah. You had to wear headgear.
Steven was roasting me earlier per usual. And he goes, from your nose down, you look okay, but from the nose up, you're like, I want to kill myself. Like, Jesus.
No, your eyes just, sometimes your eyes just scream out, like, help me. You know, like,
because they're dark black.
No, it's like, you have like this scared look, like this, like, I don't want to be around people vibe.
Yo,
yeah.
I'm a diehard introvert. I'm
not
fucking around.
The other day, like,
I technically don't want to be here right now.
Yeah, I know you don't.
like this is fun. I'm having a good time.
You've been eyeing the fucking time ticker the whole time. You're like,
no, I always
please
do.
Get to 60. Please get to 60.
No, I always
so
check
you're
it just
get the fuck
like,
out. Yeah,
I always check it just to see like if I should carry it or heighten it or
mm-hmm.
listen.
Yeah, I know, but I know what you're really doing.
I'm like, oh shit, we're halfway through. We should talk about fucking vaginas or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about something at Drunken
people fuck
that
those.
You were like, save it for the podcast. We're talking like a YouTube video or some shit.
Oh, bum fights.
Oh,
bum
fights.
Oh shit, that was great.
I never saw those.
Dude,
oh,
we
man.
Gotta
bling,
watch
bling?
That shit. Bling bling, man. Okay, so these guys will just go around and fuck with bums,
mm-hmm.
and
that doesn't sound like a very healthy activity.
It was fucked up. They got sued.
Up.
They
got
I
sued
mean,
they left
should,
and right.
Yeah. But like they created art in the process, so yeah.
Yeah,
we're
it was
good
very
with
entertaining.
Yeah.
When you're 15 years old and there's no such thing as social mm-hmm. media.
Oh my God.
That shit was amazing.
Bam, right here, the best of bling bling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. So
oh
like
my God.
So they would basically go around and like find bums and like fuck with them. Sometimes they would tape them up.
The fuck?
Like hog tie them.
So they just physically assault people?
Like yeah, basically. And oh my god. Like, they were homeless people, so like they knew that they couldn't do anything. So like
holy shit.
And then sometimes they would like steal like a guy's wallet and then like give it to like the other homeless guy.
Oh my god.
And then
god.
Be like, yo, that guy just stole your wallet.
Oh
and then
my
they'd
god.
And they're just like some drunk bum, so they just be like, what the fuck? Fucking stole my wallet.
Oh my
and
god.
And just go up to him and like start fighting.
It's like punked, but somebody could take out a knife and stab somebody.
Oh no,
somebody.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy
time.
Shit happened.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
they find like certain characters, and they found
Bling Bling,
who's like a fucking crackhead.
Oh
from another
god.
Dimension, dude.
And he would just like he'd be rapping these weird ass fucking songs, and like it was so weird. But he's got an album out too. Just
really,
that
that's
out there.
Hilarious.
It's called Bling Bling Crackheads Enhanced CD. I swear to God, dude, that's awesome.
Dude, they would like interview him, and he'd be like, "Hey, it's me, Bling Bling," and he's like,
"His website is blingalong.com."
Oh my god.
And then he's like, Bling Bling keeps this crack pipe hidden in his collar. And he would like pull out.
But if you tell everyone that it's hidden in your collar, it's no longer hidden.
Hey, it doesn't matter. He's fucking killing it on the camera.
Yeah. Should I play this over the mic? I don't know if I should play this over the mic.
Don't worry about it.
It's Bling Bling.
I've heard my computer enough today.
Yeah, fucking. And then they'd be like, he's like, you can tell the difference between good crack and bad crack by smelling it. And then he would, like, smell the crack on camera. He's like, that's good crack.
The fuck? What does that even mean? Like, isn't it? Like, I didn't know crack had a smell.
Yeah, it's fucking cocaine. Like,
yeah.
Broken
well,
down.
Oh, so, like, you just inhale the crack and you're like, oh,
well, you're
that's
smelling,
good.
You're smelling
like,
the coke, like the cocaine.
The one time that I actually smelled, like, someone smoking crack. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get into how I got that apple.
No, please don't. I need plausible deniability here, man.
It smelled like burning plastic. Yeah, that's what it smelled like. Just mm-hmm. burning plastic. It was.
That sounds terrible, man.
Yeah.
Well, you're smoking like cocaine and like baking soda. Mm.
That reminds me.
No, I think I was in Oviedo
when I was in,
really.
Yeah,
that's strange.
Because it was like high school, and we were all like we were super into like the EDM thing, and like we were trying to go to a rave. And then we ended up in the woods.
Close enough.
That sounds fucking terrifying.
There's air quotes for that. A rave. And it was mainly just like white people doing like meth. It was, yeah. It was terrible.
Sounds like the back of Oviedo, like Geneva or Chile.
So,
yeah, it was so weird.
So rural Florida. Just
Trees everywhere. There was like this fucking... There was this building, like, and like when you went inside, they were playing like psychedelic, like fucking stuff on the screen.
Oh,
and then
shit.
There was an upstairs. There were people fucking upstairs.
Nice.
And then we were sitting on a couch, and like the person next to us just lit up a crack pipe.
Jesus Christ!
And Ray's like, pass that shit.
and then all my friends started doing nitrous oxide, and I was like,
oh,
so
yes.
Why are we doing that?
Yeah.
Damn,
sorry,
I have
dude.
A great story on nitrous oxide.
Man,
but
I mean, it's not a.
Yeah, I remember when I was in high school, I had a desk lamp that would like that was just really, really hot for some reason, and I would like melt my pens on the desk lamp because it was fun to play with it. I don't know.
Oh, it's fucked up.
Yeah,
I'm
but then
this.
There was all this like melty, burny plastic. So then my mom came in. She's like, "You're not doing drugs, are you?" And I was like, "No, it was just burning pens." Cause like I'm weird, man.
I did the same thing, but it was for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find a way to smoke weed. Cause like when you're fucking like 16, 17, you can't buy blunts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't walk into like a store and buy a pipe. So you're trying to figure out ways to smoke weed without actually like you know like without using any of that shit. So like my mom found a bunch of pens that were burned, and like she told my aunt, she was like. Yeah, she.
Oh my god.
She asked my aunt. My aunt was like, "I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Like he's doing drugs, but I don't know what it is."
Yeah,
I was like, "No, Mom,
make...
I was just trying to smoke weed out of him."
Yeah.
Years
pipes.
Later, I told her that, but like it was.
No, I
pen,
just.
Pen,
I,
go ahead.
I was like playing with like melty shit and burning shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I did a lot of that shit too. Pen pipes got so popular that head shops, like where they sell pipes and shit, they started taking highlighters and making those pipes.
Yeah.
That's how your girlfriend got in trouble. That's how my girlfriend got expelled.
Just kidding, Liz. No. We love you.
I remember I had to get like a tire pressure gauge.
Oh, dude, this is the best part. Hold on. I gotta play this because this is hysterical.
All right.
Hold the mic up close enough to the speaker.
International bad boy. Yeah.
He just took a hit of crack.
Horsties. International bad boys in our deals.
Oh man,
that's
Blink
the best.
He just took a hit of crack
and he starts doing that shit.
Jesus Christ.
And you see him like taking a hit of crack and he's like looking back and he's like paranoid as shit.
They follow him around. He's like, bling bling, gotta use the bathroom. And then he just pulls down his pants on the sidewalk and diarrhea's all over. He's like, whoa, it was like that slimy, just unhealthy crackhead.
It's like a 2 on the Bristol chart.
Yeah, like a fucking puddle.
Dude, I tweeted at Tom Segura. I was like, what's your favorite Bristol number? And then he tweeted back. He was 4.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. Serious.
Yeah.
Damn, you made it.
Yeah.
You are a comic.
Yeah.
Who's it? Mark Marin like commented back to you, didn't he?
What? Who?
What, Mark Maron?
Mark Maron?
I didn't fucking see that.
I don't listen to stand-up comedy.
Mark Moran? Mark Moron? And then Moron Mark tweeted back. Jesus Christ, yeah. Steven.
You guys move
the goddamn mic out the way.
No, this is part of my... This is my... This is...
Oh,
this
we're that podcast
life,
now?
Yeah.
We're that dirty
this
podcast now?
This is fucking
now?
Nasty shit. Yeah.
You guys listen to that one guy...
This styrofoam smells weird.
You guys
now.
Thank God it's not mine.
Yeah, I know, right?
You guys listen to that one guy, Louis...
No, speaking of nitrous oxide, like, I remember doing that shit in when I was 15... Like, we would fill up the balloons with, like, the dusters. Like, the duster that dusts the keyboards.
Oh, dude, that's not... You fucking huffing.
Yeah, you, like,
Jesus
put
Christ.
That... You fill that
it's
shit
really
in the balloon.
None of you do drugs anymore and haven't done drugs for a while, right?
And then you, like, huff the balloon, and then you have, like, a deep voice. You're like, hey, everybody.
And
your brain cells are just exploding.
Is that the same thing as nitrous oxide?
I think it's a little different.
Yeah,
the dusters.
I had a couple friends.
What am I looking at? Oh, what is your favorite Bristol number? 4.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I fucking made it, man. I'm famous.
You
now.
Did it, bro.
They know who you are, man.
What if he did a bit? He's like, one time. Sometimes fans tweet weird things.
Yeah.
Like for instance, this one guy tweeted me, "What's your favorite Bristol number?" And I just responded back, 4. And he gets like a big roar.
Fuck. I would have I would appreciate it, but I'd also be like, you could write better.
And then his next bit is like, "Hey guys, you guys wanna hear me talk about cavemen?"
No, seriously, dude, I saw Tom Segura in Michigan and fucking he murdered.
Dude,
and he did three sold out shows in a row.
We saw him on New Year's Eve at the Orlando Improv.
Really?
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. And
he did
nice.
This thing
Jeff
where
Tate
like
opened. Holy
ooh,
shit.
Jeff Tate funny as
like
fuck, dude.
Fucking 20 minutes of just like the crowd like couldn't catch their breath. And then like Tom Segura goes up and for like the first 5 minutes you're like, oh god, is he not gonna do well?
No way.
Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
dude, Jeff Tate is a beast. After that I listened to all his albums on Spotify.
Yeah, no,
and
dude,
he's funny as shit,
yeah.
Dude.
And somebody said that Jeff Tate did like a different 20, like they did 6 shows that weekend. He did a different 20 minutes
every show. Just working on his hour, probably.
Exactly.
Two hours. Like, cause he has like 3 albums. And like a lot of his shit is just like his stories about doing drugs.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I was like,
hey, that's
fuck,
me.
Yeah, dude. I was like,
I could do that.
And these drug stories.
Cool. I'm going to do more drug stories. So anyways, we're huffing dusters and
Jesus Christ.
Dude, when I was 15,
I gotta tell the one guy I work with that I told about this podcast. I'm like, hey, we didn't have a podcast this week.
Hey, episode 5, just keep listening
I don't hang out with those people.
Yeah, when I was 15, I think I did like every drug on the table except heroin and crack.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit, well, you can't go for the big ones because there's no turning back.
15 was a big year for me. First time I had sex. First time I got arrested.
Holy shit.
First time I did coke. First time I did ecstasy.
That like that. First time I did acid. After when you turned 15, you're like, I'm gonna be a comic,
dude. I remember
a lot of like my fucking graduating year, like they all like turned to like drug addicts and shit. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
The thing is, I'm glad I did it at 15 because then all of a sudden, like my friends at 18, 21, like,
they were fucking up, and then it like stayed.
They
with
started
them.
Doing yeah, drugs, yeah, yeah, and they were like way into it, and they're like going to festivals, doing fucking. I'm like, okay, guys, I did this already.
Yeah, I was just a fat kid growing up, so I got made fun of. That's why I'm a.
Steve was like, I just listened to Korn all day. Yeah.
I was bullied too up until like I started doing drugs.
Really?
I got bullied for like. Just like growing up in New Jersey, I got bullied a little bit, but like I always fought back. Like I was a kid that was like, "Yo, I'll fucking fight you, though."
I got lucky because
here I got bullied for a little bit, but then I just did the same
thing. When did you move here?
I was 11.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I've been here for years, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been here since I was 2, but
it was not a competition.
I've been
Joey.
Here for 30 years, yeah. And I want to kill myself.
I think I was born in Alabama, but then like Alabama. I moved here before I turned 1, so. Yeah, Jacksonville, Jayville, Duval.
So when you were born in Alabama, were you like
a racist?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
First,
I guess.
For that year, for that first year, you were
no, just a racist.
Like, you're like Dada, N-word.
No, like growing up, like it was just like I don't know. Like I have family members that it's like.
I've seen some burning crosses.
No, like, no, but like I have like family members like that were like they like I had one of my grandma's in law, I guess. Like it was like a grandma, like I'm not like actually related to, but I've seen her a couple times. She was like, "They don't have black teachers at your school, do they?" I was like,
What the fuck?
Yeah, Jesus. No, like, yeah. So I got, like, racist people in my family.
Well, I think all of our parents' generation, that's like, yeah. they came from a different time, man.
Yeah, yeah, but my grandmother's, like, she's dark. She's
all
like
Hispanic
dark
grandparents
Spanish,
are fucking racist.
Yeah.
Really? That is period.
Yeah.
All Hispanic grandparents are hardcore. Dude, my grandpa would be
but
like.
Do they cook well?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's like a different.
Exactly. My grandparents, like, they're cooking. Oh, my God.
There's
like,
just a. Just terrible? Like, when
no,
it comes
it's
to
great.
Like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
I feel like there's just like a different complexity to racism. You know? Because, like, I don't know. Every Latino country has their side where they have black people.
Right.
But yet they're still racist as shit among each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they come here and people are racist to them just mm-hmm. for being Latino. So it's just a weird type of racism because they, like.
Yeah.
It's like they're not learning from like being
well. They're
racist,
in their country. You know? It's like classism. Like, racism versus according to their class. So it's like, and a lot of those third world countries, it's either you're rich or you're fucking poor.
Yeah.
So it's like those poor people. It's like fuck them.
Yeah.
Because I remember being told stories about how
which
like,
is sad.
My granddad's parents hated my grandmother because she was black. But
really?
Then, yeah, but then my grandmother lives in this country now, and she doesn't consider herself black because she's not, like, the American black, so she's racist to black people. And, like, my little cousin brought home, like, her boyfriend who was black, and she just was saying super racist shit
damn.
At the dinner table. And I'm like, grandma,
at the dinner table?
Yeah.
What was she saying?
She was just like stupid racist shit, mostly in Spanish.
Oh, okay.
But like he can pick it up because every time she
was she calling
negro,
him like Moreno?
Like, yeah.
Or Negro?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like
damn.
Got like.
I mean, I could see Moreno.
Awkward. Got awkward.
But then she went far.
Yeah. But it's like she's dark skinned and like it doesn't make sense to me. Like she gets pulled over and they
She
got mad as fuck because they wrote black on her ticket.
Oh man.
And she was like pissed the entire day. And we were like, "You look black, grandma. Like you're not a white person. You're not light skinned."
Yeah. That sucks.
And she barely speaks English too, so
nah, Hispanic grandparents are hardcore.
Yeah.
I remember I took my grandma to Golden Corral, like over there in like Pine Hills. And my grandma's like, hide my purse. Mira todo. She's like, look around, hide my purse. I'm like, whoa, grandma, relax. It's going to be fine. And then she'll like, And then I don't know if your grandma does this, but all Hispanic grandmas steal food from like buffets. Yeah. Hispanic grandma now. You do that shit? Do you steal Olive Garden breadsticks? Fuck yeah. Dude, one time me and my girlfriend were eating with my grandma at Olive Garden, and they like came out with the breadsticks, and I swear to God, I like blinked twice, and like the breadsticks were gone, and I was like, and my girlfriend's like, hey, where are the breadsticks? And I was like, what the fuck? Where are the breadsticks? And then I was like, grandma, did you have any breadsticks? And she goes, no. I didn't have any. And I'm like, yo, where are the breadsticks? And like the waitress comes back. And I was like, oh, can we get another order of breadsticks? And she goes, oh, I thought I just brought some out. And I'm like, oh.
Skimpy on the breadsticks? Fuck them.
And I was like.
It's if you give unlimited refills of shit, don't be fucking pissed when people.
Well, no. It was weird because she literally just brought them out. Yeah. So it was like a fucking mind fuck. Okay. Yeah, and
fucking gaslighting your waitress.
Jesus, Steven. How the fuck could that bitch even dare to be skimpy on unlimited breadsticks? It's a fucking conspiracy. So anyways, after that fucking...
Liberals, they want
to
take away your
breadsticks! There's all-out war against Olive Garden! Alright. So anyways, we finished the meal and we get into the car and my grandma's like, hey guys, just want to let you know tonight if you're hungry, I got breadsticks. And she opens her purse and there's like the whole fucking stack of breadsticks like in the napkin. And I was like, Jesus, grandma.
Dude, my mom does that when we go to CC. She starts filling napkins with brownies and shit.
What are you doing? You're like, what are you doing? But I'm not going to complain later. Ugh, what happened there?
I put it a little bit over 10.
Ray's like, I did hit something, guys.
Maybe.
God damn it.
Fuck. I don't think I did. That's why I moved. Why I put the wire up here.
He did something and made it look really nice. He's like, oh, yeah,
everything's
sorry,
fine now.
Yeah, everything's beautiful now.
Yeah,
well,
but
I mean,
like, you couldn't hear us talk for the last 5 minutes.
I could boost the shit out of that.
Yeah, all right. It's going to sound fucked up, though.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good.
Just for that little section.
Yeah.
It was like a great story.
Mm-hmm.
Was it?
I don't remember what story. It was. I mean, none of this is great.
I didn't
like
what you were saying.
Are we still? Yeah.
That was fucking great.
Well, it's just that you're talking and I don't like what you're saying.
Well, no, you guys started talking about drugs and I was like, I'm going to check out of this conversation.
I was talking about
like,
having
I have
fake
nothing
ID.
To add. Yeah. Yeah. But like fake ID, like all this fucking
Steve's
criminal
like, anything
shit,
that's
I'm
bad,
like,
I can't be
yeah,
a part
no,
of.
Exactly. I'm a fucking goody two-shoes, man.
But for what reason?
It's just, I don't know. Like, I've just always been like a good kid, you know? I don't know. Like, it's just like, I'm fucking paranoid. And so, like, I never want to break rules because, like, rules are there for a reason.
You've never been, like, broken, bro?
What?
You've never been broken?
The fuck does that mean?
When you're broken, you break rules.
That's what happens.
You're not damaged?
Like, rules exist for a reason.
So everything's gone great?
We're part of society. You gotta follow.
How the fuck are you a comedian?
I don't know either. Like, I'm not that funny. So, you know, it probably makes sense.
Hey, guys, big shits take a lot out of you. All right.
Yeah. Hey, fuck you. That's my best joke. You just burned my best joke. Oh, my God.
That's great.
All right, guys. I guess we'll end on that. Big
yeah.
shits.
Are we?
Yeah, we're an hour in.
Yeah.
All right.
Or we're about to be. You want to carry it on?
We can.
I mean, come on.
I don't know.
Does
like,
Luke and Christoph really care?
I don't know. What do you say, Luke and Christoph? You
Luke,
want more?
What do you say?
Yeah.
And by the way, Luke, what's the, what was the movie? Thor, Ragnarok? How do you call it? Ragnarok. Ragnarok. Oh, all right. Thank you.
It's like the Norse apocalypse or something. I don't know.
Was Thor riding this cock?
Oh, I shouldn't have laughed that hard at that.
Like, the Midgard serpent, like, queen of the earth or something.
Ray,
everything.
Like, turned around. I was like, oh, shit.
Dude,
sorry.
Fucking, oh, he just banged
serpent?
His elbow on the. Yeah, the Midgard serpent, like.
Damn, that
like strangles
too.
The earth or some shit.
I need to get some pizza. Dumb. I need some grease.
That's a Final Fantasy like villain Midgar.
Let's go
serpent.
Get some grease.
Yeah.
You guys
want to oh,
some
it
grease?
Is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
In like Final Fantasy VII, they have like a city called Midgar, and right Midgard? Outside, once you get out of it,
yeah,
it's Midgar, Midgar.
Oh,
okay.
You guys talking
about? There's a giant serpent.
Like, in like Norse mythology, Midgard just refers to Earth, so it's.
Yeah. All right. Well, who gives a fuck? Let's go get some fucking pizza. All
right.
Some grease.
Woo!
Oh, fuck. All right. Have a good night, guys. Grease? Yeah, let's get all some right. grease.
Love
grease
y'all.
Is the word.
Peace.
It's the word. It's the time. It's the place. I got to put shoes on this time.